Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
People, what's your most NSFW family moment? A few years ago, my parents, brother, and I were passing through Palm Springs, California. My brother was on a mission to find the next book in his Stephen King series before we left. After some thorough searching, we finally located a bookstore. The storefront had blacked out windows and a sign reading books and novelty gifts, next to a smaller shop called The Toolbox. My dad decided to check out The Toolbox, while the rest of us went inside to find the book. At first, the store seemed like a typical gift shop. But then, I noticed the first table displayed a book called Erotic Fiction for Gay Men alongside several similar titles. Well, that's specific, I thought. I glanced over to find my mom, who was browsing an aisle, and saw behind her a massive wall of porno magazines. I froze. Then I spotted my brother standing in the doorway to The Toolbox side. I caught a glimpse of things that made my eyes widen. Ropes, toys, you name it. We locked eyes in a moment of shared horror, both realizing what had just happened. I quickly whispered to my mom, "Hey, let's step outside." But she didn't want to leave yet since we still hadn't found the book, and it was really hot outside. I had to practically drag her out of the store. Once we got outside, we found my dad leaning against the car, laughing uncontrollably. He had figured things out as soon as he stepped into The Toolbox. My mom still had no clue, so we had to explain it was actually an adult bookstore. Her response, "Well, I did think the titles were a little strange." And that, my friends, is how my family ended up bonding over a very unexpected trip to an adult bookstore. Before we continue, do us a quick favor. Smash that like button and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. I met my future wife in 2007. The following summer, her grandparents moved to town, and as fate would have it, July 4th, 2008 was the day I was supposed to meet them for the first time. Now at the time, I had a very sacred Independence Day ritual. Buy a handle of Jameson, head to my buddy's place, jump in the pool, grill hot dogs and burgers, and get absolutely blackout drunk before sunset. Tradition. So it's around 2 p.m., and I'm about a third of the way through the Jameson, feeling good, when my girlfriend shows up and says, "Are you ready to go?" I blinked at her like a confused raccoon. Apparently, she had made plans to leave work early, head to her grandparents for dinner, and oh yeah, introduce me to them for the first time. Something I had either completely forgotten, or more likely, had never truly absorbed to begin with. But in my infinite drunken wisdom, I rallied. I said, "Let's do it." We get there, and her grandfather meets me at the door like a true patriot, with a shot of 149-proof whiskey and a Coors Light Chaser. I accepted both without hesitation, like a man trying to earn a family's respect, or maybe just trying to keep the room from spinning. From this point forward, I'm going off secondhand accounts, because my memory checked out somewhere between the front door and the second beer. At some point in the late afternoon, I decided I needed to relieve myself. And what better place than the back porch? Broad daylight. Suburban neighborhood. Completely visible to God and everyone. I staggered outside, unzipped, and began to handle my business. But standing upright was a challenge, so naturally, I reached out to steady myself. The closest thing? The grill. The same grill that had been fired up for hours cooking burgers, ribs, and probably a small sun. As I grabbed it barehanded, I apparently screamed midstream. "Why is this grill so damn hot?" My girlfriend's poor grandmother was the closest to the back door. She heard the commotion, came outside, and was met with the unforgettable sight of me, pants open, my dong in air, hand blistering, pissing like a wild animal, and hollering about the laws of thermodynamics. And in true grandmotherly fashion, she didn't disown me. In fact, she thought it was so funny. She told that story at our wedding reception. Looking back, I have to admit, they were incredibly cool about it. But man, that's one hell of a way to meet your future wife's grandparents. Story 3. Years ago, I spent the Thanksgiving holidays with my father. This was the early 80s, and since I was a bit of a tech enthusiast, I was excited that Dad had just bought a massive Mitsubishi TV and a large camcorder. At the time, this was a big deal, as home video recording was still relatively new. Dad had recently remarried a woman who was 15 years younger than my mother. Let's call her Nancy. Thanksgiving Day arrived, and Nancy invited her mother, sisters, and a few co-workers over to join us for the holiday feast. It was a big occasion, so the preparations took all day. While everyone was busy in the kitchen, Dad had the camcorder on his shoulder, filming the hustle and bustle, the cooking, cleaning, jokes, and laughter. It was a festive atmosphere, and Dad was enjoying capturing everything on tape. By the time dinner came around, Dad was still filming with his huge camcorder, which made some people feel a bit uncomfortable since, back then, most people weren't used to being on camera. After the meal, it was time to play the VHS tape, and we all gathered around the enormous TV. You know, the kind with the bulky wooden cabinet and big projector lenses, and settled in to watch. The lights were dimmed, and everyone, from the mothers and sisters to the co-workers and kids, was seated around the TV as the video started rolling. It began with the usual footage of cooking, food prep, and heartfelt moments of giving thanks. Everyone was enjoying the tape, laughing and talking about the fun day we had. Then we saw Dad on the video, walking toward the bathroom. His reflection in the mirror caught our attention as he flashed a mischievous grin. The room erupted in laughter as people joked about Dad taking the camcorder to the bathroom, classic Dad humor. But as the video continued, things took an unexpected turn. We saw Dad carefully set the camcorder on the bathroom sink, pointing it at himself. He smiled as he took off his shirt, which led to more laughter and playful cheers. Then, as we watched, the mood in the room suddenly shifted. My stepmother's face changed, and the room went silent as the camera zoomed in on Dad's actions. Before we knew it, my stepmother jumped up in a panic and unplugged the TV. Chaos ensued as everyone tried to process what we had just witnessed. Nancy, visibly upset, apologized repeatedly as guests began leaving. My stepmother didn't speak to Dad for several days afterward. That Thanksgiving is something I'll never forget, though I never did find out what Dad had planned next. A few years ago, Dad passed away. R.I.P. Dad. Story 4. I was helping my boyfriend's sister move into her new place, and someone needed to go grab the keys from the new house. My boyfriend and I volunteered and headed over. While we were there, we decided to poke around a bit since the house was still empty. We noticed an attic access in the ceiling, pulled down the ladder, and naturally, curiosity got the best of us. I climbed up first, wearing a skirt, mind you, which gave my boyfriend a front row seat he very much appreciated. One thing led to another, and the next thing you know, we're halfway up the attic ladder getting very distracted. Mid-climb, mid-action, we suddenly hear the front door creak open, someone call out my boyfriend's name, followed by an awkward pause, then the door gently shutting. We return to the old house trying to act like nothing happened, only to find his sister struggling not to lose it. Through laughter, she explained their mom had stopped by to see what was taking so long, and upon walking in and promptly walking out, all she said was, "They were banging." It's been our favorite phrase to yell at completely inappropriate times ever since. Story 5. Back in high school, I used to work weekends with my girlfriend. After our shift, we'd head to her place, and with a solid two-hour window before her parents got home, it was prime time for naps, movies, or other extracurricular activities. One Saturday, our usual nap turned into something a little more vigorous. Now, a fun fact about my girlfriend at the time, she was not exactly quiet when she thought the house was empty. Things started heating up, and just as we were hitting our rhythm, there was a sudden, aggressive pounding on the bedroom door. We panicked, scrambled to get dressed, opened the door, and found her sister's boyfriend standing there grinning like an idiot. Classic prank. Annoyed but relieved, we shut the door and, feeling a bit defiant, got back to it, with gusto. Let's just say the volume increased, and the pacing became enthusiastic. About 10 seconds into round two of amateur hour, we hear another knock, only this one is followed by her dad's voice, yelling, through the door. He had come home early. We froze. Next thing I know, I'm being driven home, in the back of his police cruiser. 45 minutes of. Story 6. I was staying over at my sister's house for the night, around my 40s, and she's about 10 years older than me. We were having a beer and talking about life, including memories of our late mother. Somehow, I ended up asking my sister about her breast implants. Our mother had silicone implants, and one of them started leaking. At the time, no one knew how serious it was, so she didn't rush to get it replaced. She had planned on getting them fixed, but before she could, her health deteriorated rapidly over the course of just a few days. She ended up in the hospital and was diagnosed with acute lymphocytic leukemia. A week later, she passed away. I was 19 at the time, and it really hit me hard. As the years went on, with the rise of the internet, I started researching what had happened. I pieced together that the leaking silicone may have contributed to her condition. I even discovered a class action lawsuit regarding silicone implants. I didn't want compensation, but it definitely gave me a negative view of silicone implants. These days, I personally prefer natural and of any size. So, I asked my sister about her own implants. She got them for reasons like wanting a more womanly shape, feeling like clothes fit better, and even for dating purposes. When I shared my theory about what happened to our mother, she was surprised that I'd connected the dots. But she wasn't about to remove her implants. Then she dropped a bombshell. Her implants glow. Naturally, I was confused. "Wait, what?" I said. She explained that if she placed a flashlight on the side of her chest, the whole thing would light up. I was skeptical, but then realized that implants are transparent, so light could pass through them. She left the room and came back with a flashlight, trying to show me by holding it through the side of her tank top, but it wasn't working. So, she just took off her top. For a second, my brain was like, "Wait, your sister has some nice jugs, implants or not." Then she held the flashlight against the side of her chest, and I was stunned. Her entire jugs glowed a soft pink, like it was lit from the inside. It was mesmerizing. "Holy crap," I said, "it really does glow. Wait, let me turn off the lights." We spent the next few moments in the pitch-black living room, with her glowing jugs illuminating the space. It felt more like a fascinating science experiment than anything else, kind of like a mature episode of Bill Nye the Science Guy. I've got to say, if you ever come across someone with implants, it's definitely worth checking out. It's truly amazing. P.S. This isn't the most NSFW family story I have, but it's definitely the most scientifically interesting. The other experiences are way too awkward to explain in any detail and are better left as single-sentence stories. Story 7. It was Christmas Eve, and I was an excitable 15-year-old buzzing with energy. As was tradition, our family dressed in our finest for dinner at my aunt and uncle's house, joined by the extended family, before heading off to the candlelight service at church. That year marked a milestone for me. I had just bought my first suit. I hadn't worn it yet, but my brother and I were told in no uncertain terms that it would be our attire for the evening. Christmas morning would be the real celebration, gifts, food, and more chaos. So we traveled that night with carloads of presents and dishes to prepare for the big day. I was riding shotgun in my brother's car, a warm green bean casserole balanced in my lap, which for some reason was enough to awaken my stiffy. We had about 5 minutes before arriving at my aunt's, and I spent every second trying to will myself back to neutral. Barely managed it. When we arrived, I piled more boxes on top of the casserole to carry inside, hoping the extra layers added both insulation and camouflage. Now it was a brutal winter, a full-blown blizzard. I had no idea that my brand new cotton suit was about as warm as a paper towel in a freezer. The wind sliced through me like I wasn't even dressed. Shivering, I hurried inside and made my way to the kitchen, where my grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins were gathered around the big kitchen island. I walked in and cheerily declared, "Merry Christmas, everyone." A chorus of warm replies met me. "Merry Christmas," only to trail off into silence. I smiled, set the boxes on the counter, and leaned against it with relief. And that's when I felt something strange. Cold tile. Unwell my groin. I looked down. And there it was. My pale white dong, proudly peeking out of the gap in my trousers, stark against the black pinstripe fabric like some kind of uninvited holiday guest. This happened 18 years ago. To this day, no one in my family has ever spoken of it. Story 8. I was enthusiastically celebrating my anniversary with my wife when my dad walked in on us. I shrieked at him in a voice not unlike a cartoon chipmunk. Mom was disappointed. Dad remained silent. Wife still laughs. This happened about a week ago. It was my wife's and my second wedding anniversary, and to celebrate, we took a trip out west with my parents. For the record, my parents are genuinely awesome, sweet, easygoing elderly folks who are always a pleasure to be around. We stayed at a cozy Airbnb, with my parents' room just across the hall from ours. We had planned to go for a hike in the morning, though we never actually agreed on a time. My wife and I figured mid-morning. My dad apparently meant crack of dawn. So naturally we woke up feeling, let's say festive, anniversary vibes in full swing. Things escalated quickly, and before long we were in the middle of a particularly spirited session. Feeling adventurous, we decided to try a new, somewhat intricate position. We were just getting into it, synchronized and committed, when the bedroom door creaked open, right in the middle of what can only be described as our peak performance. My dad pokes his head in through the crack and calmly asks, "Are y'all going?" Clearly referring to the hike. Caught mid-vinegar strokes and completely exposed, I tried to summon a firm, authoritative get out. What actually came out was less alpha, more adolescent squeak, the kind of voice crack that echoes through the halls of middle school locker rooms everywhere. He closed the door without a word. After we'd finished and cleaned up, we rejoined the family like nothing happened. That's when my mom pulled me aside and, with a concerned look, scolded me for speaking to my father so harshly. Apparently, she'd heard the shriek, but had no context for why I sounded like a Muppet being strangled. To this day, my dad hasn't said a single word about the incident. My wife, of course, thought it was absolutely hilarious and won't let me live it down. Story 9. I was celebrating my birthday with a solo session in the dark and almost got caught by my family. It was my 17th birthday, close to midnight, and I'd just gotten home. The rest of my family was still awake, doing their own thing, but no one said anything to me. It seemed like they had totally forgotten it was my birthday. Normally, we celebrate right at midnight when the date flips. It's kind of our tradition. So I was a bit confused, but figured maybe they just weren't doing anything this year. I wasn't too bothered. Now for context, in our house, I'm the only one with a room on the upper floor, and it's pitch dark up there. No one else really comes up unless they have to. That night, feeling a little ignored and bored, I decided I'd celebrate my birthday solo. I pulled up my blanket, opened my laptop, and started doing what you might call a private ritual. Lying in bed, headphones in, lights off, I figured I was safe and undisturbed. Everything was going great, I was this close to finishing. And then, bam, my bedroom door bursts open and in come my family, mom, sister, and our nanny, no idea why she was there, singing happy birthday with a lit cake in their hands. I froze, full on panic. I slammed the laptop shut with one hand while desperately trying to adjust myself under the blanket with the other. My brain was screaming, but they just kept walking closer, all smiles, singing that damn song while I was having a mental breakdown under the covers. Somehow, I managed to sit up, act normal, and blow out the candles, still half in shock and hoping no one noticed anything suspicious. I told them I'd come downstairs in a minute to change clothes, really just needed to cool off, and they thankfully left the room without asking questions. We had some snacks, chatted a bit, and the night passed like any other. But I'll tell you right now, that was easily the most memorable birthday I've ever had. I got insanely lucky. My brother wasn't there, he's way too sharp and would have figured it out instantly. The lights were off, and I had headphones in. Story 10. A buddy of mine invited me to tag along to a family dinner at his girlfriend's mom's house. The mom didn't really like him, so he wanted some backup, someone he could chat with while they caught up. I agreed to come, and honestly, I was glad I did. Her mom, Hope, was 39 and absolutely charming, funny, confident, and yes, very attractive. We hit it off right away and ended up talking long after dinner was over. By the time we wrapped up the conversation, it was already 1 a.m., even though we had an hour-long drive home. A few days later, Hope invited the three of us back down again. This time, not long after we arrived, she sent her daughter and my friend out to grab some drinks. Once they were gone, she turned to me and said, "Look, we both feel this chemistry, but I can't let anything happen until you're at least 21. It would look really bad." I told her I understood, especially considering her ex was in prison for dating underage girls. Fast forward to my 21st birthday. Hope's daughter had since started dating someone else, but the three of us went out to dinner, me, her daughter, and her new boyfriend. We were eating and having a good time when Hope suddenly walked in, dressed to kill. Turns out, the whole night had been planned with her daughter's help. Later that evening, back at a friend's house, things finally kicked off between Hope and me. A couple weeks later, I was house-sitting for my parents and decided to throw a small get-together. About a dozen friends, including Hope and my 18-year-old sister. Hope didn't know many people there, but got along with everyone. Since there was drinking involved, people were encouraged to stay the night if needed. Hope had a bit too much and ended up staying with me in the guest room. Let's just say she wasn't exactly quiet that night. The bed we were using was an old, squeaky antique, and she was enthusiastic. The next morning, I woke up alone in bed. I wandered out to find her and heard voices in the kitchen. I sat down in the living room, quietly, and overheard Hope talking to someone. "I'm sorry if we were loud last night," she said, laughing. "But Dave, wow. I swear he said he's only been with 4 people before me, but I don't believe it. I mean, the guy is built like a stallion and, oh my God, he knows what he's doing." There was an awkward pause, and then I heard someone respond with a noncommittal grunt. Grinning, I got up and walked into the kitchen, and froze. Hope was standing there sipping coffee, chatting with my little sister. My sister looked at me deadpan and said, "Stallion, huh?" Then walked upstairs without another word. My jaw dropped. I turned to Hope, who blinked, still a little groggy, and asked, "Wait, who is that?" Story 11. When my husband and I moved into our first apartment, about 6 months into dating, we decided it was time to get a little more adventurous. We were in that exciting phase where you're really getting to know each other, exploring fantasies, and building trust. We even had a special drawer in our wardrobe where we kept our more personal items tucked away. One evening, my dad came over for dinner while my, then, boyfriend was working a night shift. We had a nice, relaxed evening just chatting and catching up. At one point, I accidentally spilled red wine all over my sundress. I rushed to the bathroom to rinse it off before it stained, only to realize I hadn't brought anything else to wear with me. Without thinking, I called out to my dad and asked him to grab another dress from the wardrobe, the second drawer specifically. My heart sank instantly when I realized it was the third drawer, not the second. I could have just put a towel around me, I'm sure, but in the moment, I was honestly so concerned about my dress, lol. By the time I yelled at him and realized my mistake, it was too late. From the cracked door, I heard the drawer creak open. A pause of, I would say, 10 seconds, a chuckle, and then another drawer opened. He handed me in another dress, and I pretended like nothing happened the rest of the night. Neither of us have ever talked about it. I'm sure he can't look at my husband without wanting to laugh. Or punch him. Story 12. I was staying at my uncle's trailer during summer break from college. My cousin, who's a junior and a bit of an awkward nerd like most of my family, except my uncle, brought home this really cool girl we'd met at a party that night. I played wingman for him, doing my best to help him out. Anyway, we get back to the trailer, and I crash on the couch, a little tipsy. My cousin and the girl head to his room. A little while later, my uncle hears the noise and comes into the living room. We start chatting while he grabs a drink, but then we hear my cousin, not the girl, start moaning, followed by the unmistakable sound of, well, the act. Me and my uncle start cracking jokes about it. But then it gets louder, and I still haven't heard the girl. My uncle, a big guy, probably 300 pounds, wearing just his whitey tighties, looks at me and says, "Oh, come on, son," and heads straight to my cousin's room. He slaps open the door and says, "Hey, it's supposed to be her making all the noise, not you. What's going on here?" Complete silence for a second, and then a shriek followed by some shocked sounds from my cousin. My uncle, unfazed, says, "Well, if you ain't gonna do it right, I can show you how." The girl screamed, and my cousin yells, "Get out. What the hell, Dad?" Uncle just shrugs and says, "Just trying to help. Ain't gotta get all upset." And he tells the girl, "You're welcome to join us for breakfast in the morning." He turns back to me, scratching himself, and says, "Damn, boy needs to read some books about physical intimacy," before wandering off to bed. I almost fell off the couch laughing. The girl was laughing too, she knew my uncle. My cousin, however, was absolutely fuming. It was the funniest night ever. The aftermath? She stayed for breakfast, which was awkward and hilarious for my cousin. Turns out, that was his first time. We laugh about it now. Just sharing my awkward family story, inspired by the other one I saw on Reddit. Story 13. So, my grandfather's a real piece of work. My dad has 5 siblings, and he's the second youngest. I'm 24 now, but just 2 years ago, while talking to one of my cousins, I learned something that completely blew my mind. Turns out, when my grandma was pregnant with my dad, my grandpa cheated on her. And not just with anyone, he cheated with her sister. And well, the sister got pregnant too. So, my dad's younger sibling is actually his half-brother. Now, here's where it gets even crazier. Grandma and her sister lived with grandpa. I had always been told that the sister never married and just lived with them, which, where I'm from, honestly wasn't that unusual. Since I didn't stay over at their house much, it didn't seem like a big deal to me. But wait for it, here's the real kicker. Because Grandpa got her sister pregnant, no other man would want to marry her, you know, back in the old days where I'm from. So instead of finding another solution, the family decided it was best to marry her off to Grandpa too. And now, they're both well into their 80s. Even more wild, Grandpa still sleeps with one of them on any given night, while the other sleeps in the room next door. It's a twisted family dynamic that I had zero clue about growing up. I had no idea, and I honestly doubt my parents know that I even know about this. But when my cousin dropped this bombshell on me, I couldn't believe it. Story 14. So, my parents never show a lot of affection towards each other. There may be a kiss on the cheek occasionally, but that's all. I never had the awkward childhood moment of hearing my parents doing it or seeing my parents get touchy and making out or anything. And to be honest, I'm not even really sure if they've had physical relations after I was born because I'm an only child. I mean, they probably have, but it is just such a taboo topic of conversation with them. Who's to say? I never even got the talk. I just Googled it and figured it out from there. I have, however, walked in on both of my parents watching Korn separately, as well as found Korn on our home computer. When I was 14, I was going through some pictures and videos I'd just taken on a band trip. I was just on the old Windows media player for the videos, and I wasn't exactly sure how many I'd taken, so I just kept clicking the next button. Well, I clicked the next button only to find a video of a man getting banged. I watched about 4 seconds of it in shock before closing out the program. It was a Sunday, and my dad was out, so I asked my mom about it, and she seemed just as surprised as I was. We deleted it. When I was 15, we moved into a new and smaller apartment, and we had our family desktop out in the living room, and you can see the desk almost immediately when you walk in the front door. When I was 16, I came home from hanging out with my friends after school early, or what I can assume was deemed early, and walked in on my dad having a solo time to the sound of a gay porno. I didn't look, and just quickly went into my room and sat there for about 20 minutes before coming out and telling him about my day. A year later, I came home and found my mom watching a video of a woman playing with her massive jugs. My mom simply closed the window, we looked at each other, and she said, "Well, how was your day?" And we've never mentioned any of this ever again. Story 15. I used to skip school all the time. My dad was a single parent who worked 7 to 5 most days, so I had the house to myself. One day, I was chilling in my room as usual when, out of nowhere, he came home early. Panic mode activated. I froze, didn't make a sound. My bedroom was right at the top of the stairs, and the family computer, where he always watched stuff, was directly at the bottom. He booted it up and, to my horror, spent the next hour watching Korn. I stayed motionless, hoping the floor wouldn't creak and give me away. Then I must have shifted or the house settled weird, because suddenly he pauses the video and yells up the stairs, "You home?" I didn't breathe. Didn't move. Just melted into my mattress and prayed he'd think it was nothing. 5 agonizing minutes pass. Guess he was satisfied no one was there, because he hit play and went right back to business. I never told him. And never skipped school again. Lesson so learned. Story 16. I was having trouble with my radiator one day, and since I didn't have a toolbox, I figured I'd ask my dad if I could borrow his. He lives barely 2 minutes away, so instead of just lending me the tools, he said, "I'll come fix it myself." I didn't have time to clean up. Like at all. My place was a mess, laundry on the floor, dishes in the sink, general chaos. And I figured, okay, maybe he'll just be in and out. No big deal. Wrong. The moment he stepped in, he was immediately in full-on dad mode. He started lecturing me about the state of my apartment, talking about how I'm too old to live like this, and how it only takes 5 minutes to fold a shirt, all while stepping over said unfolded shirts. At some point mid-rant, he walked over to my wardrobe and flung it open with that classic dramatic flair parents have when they're trying to prove a point. "In here," he said, "look at all this empty space. If you just..." Then he stopped, because in the bottom of my wardrobe was the box. The box was open. The box was very much full of things no one wants their father to see. We're talking gears and toys for some adventurous bedroom activities. The kind of stuff that doesn't just fall into a cart by accident. He stared for what felt like an eternity. No words, just this slow, contemplative pause like he was having a spiritual crisis right there in my bedroom. Then, without saying a single thing, he slowly closed the wardrobe door, turned around, and silently went to fix my radiator. We have never spoken of it since. Story 17. When I was around 17 or 18, one of my aunts came to stay with us over the Christmas holidays. She was only a few years older than me, and because of that, our dynamic had always felt more like cousins than aunt and nephew. One night, we stayed up late watching a movie together after everyone else had gone to bed. We were relaxed, joking around, just enjoying each other's company. At some point, I put my arm around her shoulder casually, and she leaned in closer. Eventually, we shifted positions again, and she was resting her head near my chest, with my arm draped loosely in front of her. At first, it all felt innocent. But gradually, I noticed she'd gone very quiet. I looked down and saw her watching the screen intently, her face a little flushed. I became aware that my arm was resting lower than I intended. Not in an overt way, but enough that I could sense something had shifted. She wasn't saying anything, but her body language hinted at an internal conflict, like she didn't know whether to pull away or stay there. The tension in the air was intense. I was confused, turned on, and unsure of what was actually happening between us. She looked up at me at one point, and there was something unmistakable in her expression, a mix of longing, restraint, and vulnerability. Just as the moment seemed like it was about to escalate, a door upstairs slammed shut, breaking the silence and snapping us out of it. We quickly created distance, pretending to stay focused on the movie. When it ended, she got up to leave, paused near me for a moment, and gave me a long, soft kiss on the cheek before heading upstairs without a word. That was the end of it. We never spoke about that night, not then, and not since. There was a quiet understanding that it would remain unspoken. To this day, when we see each other at family events, there's a subtle, unspoken recognition of what happened. But it stays firmly in the past. She's respectful toward my wife, who she gets along with well, and I deeply love my wife and wouldn't ever risk our life together. Still, I'd be lying if I said the memory doesn't cross my mind from time to time. It was a moment charged with emotion and confusion, one of those things that could never happen again and probably shouldn't have happened at all. But it happened. Story 18. About 17 or 18 years ago, my uncle had an affair with his sister-in-law, who also happened to be married to my aunt's brother. So yeah, it was messy. The affair was kept completely under wraps, and to this day, nobody outside of the four people directly involved knows about it, except for me and my eldest cousin. We only found out because my aunt got a little too drunk at a family reunion one year and let the whole story slip. To everyone else, it just looks like two branches of our family tree randomly started hating each other years ago over something minor. People think it's just one of those old family grudges. But behind the scenes, it's a whole lot deeper and darker than anyone realizes. What makes everything even more complicated is that my aunt had a child not long after the affair supposedly ended. That kid is now turning 18, and well, he looks absolutely nothing like the man who raised him. Instead, he bears an uncanny resemblance to my other uncle, the one she had the affair with. The likeness is honestly hard to ignore. But weirdly enough, no one has ever said anything, not even in whispers. And my cousin and I have never dared to bring it up either. So yeah, I think my cousin might actually be my cousin. Story 19. Back in high school, my family and I lived in a pretty small apartment. As my sister got older, we gave her the spare room as her bedroom, and I ended up sharing a room with my parents. Around this time, my sister started working full-time, my mom worked as well, and my dad's schedule was all over the place. He was a TLC driver, so he was mostly on call for rides to JFK, LaGuardia, or Manhattan. One day, with my mom and sister both at work, I decided to invite my girlfriend over for some alone time. Things were heating up, and we were in the middle of, well, you can guess where this is going, when I suddenly heard the door to the apartment opening. Instant panic hit me. I was on the verge of finishing when I realized my dad had just come home. I wasn't sure how to handle the situation, but I did it anyway, with some very audible noises from both me and my ex. Bad decision. Of course, right when I hear the door open, I panic and scramble to get off the bed and slam the door shut. The problem? The door didn't have a lock at the time, so I was in a race against time. My dad starts trying to get in, and I just blurt out, "I'm changing, don't come in." By sheer luck, my dad needed to use the bathroom desperately, which is why he came home in the first place. He tells me this as an excuse and hurries off to the bathroom. My ex, who had thankfully already gotten dressed, made a quick exit, bolting out of the apartment. I slapped on my pants, grabbed my shirt and shoes, and told my dad I was going to grab something to eat. I didn't even wait for his response, just yanked the rubber off, tossed it in the trash, and bolted out the door half-dressed. I quickly threw my clothes on in the street. The whole thing was the luckiest, most absurd moment of my life. Story 20. My brother and I were at the bank handling some business for our family when we decided to swing by and visit our grandfather, who had recently moved into a small condo at a retirement community. At this time, Grandpa was in his 80s, and like many older, wealthy individuals from his generation, he had some outdated and problematic views. We decided to stop by for a quick visit, since he lived just 2 blocks away. I was driving, so when I pulled up, my brother was only about 5 feet from the front door, and I would need to walk around the car to get inside. He waited for me to catch up, but when I got to the door, he knocked and opened it, saying, "Hi, Grandpa." I was a half step behind him when I accidentally bumped into him as he stepped back, and the door quickly shut behind him. He looked at me and said, "Get in the car." I was confused and asked, "What? Why aren't we going in?" He just told me to shut up and get in the car. I'll explain in a minute. Once we were back in the car, I asked what had just happened, and my brother told me that Grandpa had been watching some adult content on TV, specifically, something very graphic and unexpected. We weren't sure exactly what he was doing since Grandpa was really hard of hearing by this point. My brother was certain Grandpa hadn't noticed us, though. We decided it was best to leave before things got even more awkward. Naturally, I couldn't help but call the rest of the family to share the story. It was just so bizarre, and my brother couldn't help but laugh, even though he was a little grossed out by the whole thing. We retold the story a few times, trying to make sense of it, and I'll never forget how surreal that whole experience felt. Story 21. My grandpa from Mexico was visiting for a couple of months, and it happened to be around the time my boyfriend and I had just started dating. At the time, we were careful to keep things discreet, especially since my dad didn't want Grandpa to know I was gay. We did a good job of keeping everything private. On the last day of Grandpa's visit, my boyfriend and I were feeling extra close and decided to spend some time together after breakfast. I went to my room, which didn't have a lock at the time, and we started spending time together. I did my best to be quiet and keep an ear out for anyone approaching. Things were getting a little intense when suddenly the door creaked open. To our surprise, Grandpa had opened the door by accident and quickly shut it again. We were both in a panic, and Grandpa, not realizing what had just happened, asked me through the door for his shoes. I quickly threw on some clothes and handed them to him. He left the room, looking a bit shaken up, and I thought that was the end of it. But then, things took an even more unexpected turn. My mom burst into the room shortly after, and she saw my boyfriend getting dressed. She was furious and told me to leave the house immediately. It was an incredibly tense moment, and I was so embarrassed. After that, I didn't feel comfortable showing my face around the house for about a week. Story 22. My wife, our 3 kids, and I were living in a small tri-level house, and my mother-in-law was staying with us to help take care of the kids. The layout of the house included 3 bedrooms and 1 bathroom upstairs. The bathroom had 2 doors, one leading into the master bedroom and another into the hallway, which connected to the other 2 bedrooms. There was a half flight of stairs down to the living room, and turning right, you'd find the dining area and kitchen on the same level. Turning right again led to another half flight of stairs that went down to the garden level family room. From there, a right turn took you into a spare bedroom and another right into the 2nd bathroom. One morning, I got up before everyone else to head to work. To avoid disturbing anyone, I decided to use the downstairs bathroom for a quick shower. When I finished, I realized I didn't have a towel. I could have called out to my wife for help, but I figured I'd just make a run for it. I exited the downstairs bathroom and stopped at the guest bedroom door to check if anyone was in the kitchen or dining area. The coast was clear, so I made a dash up the first half flight of stairs. I turned left into the living room, which was empty. I was almost home free, just another half flight to go. I burst into the upstairs bathroom, expecting to grab my towel, but to my shock, there was my mother-in-law sitting on the toilet. She was mostly hidden behind a small wall separating the toilet from the sink, but I'm sure she got an eyeful as she was staring right at me. For a split second, I didn't know how to react. Once I regained my senses, I quickly retreated into the hallway, closed the door, and grabbed a towel from the closet. By then, though, it was pretty much a done deal. Story 23. There was this one unforgettable family shopping trip where my parents tried to discreetly pick up some rubber. Spoiler alert, they were not discreet. Me, being a nosy little gremlin, immediately blurted out, "Why are you guys still using condoms? I mean, I'm an only child, they've been together nearly 30 years, married for 27 of them, and my mom was well into menopause. I was so naive. That, my friends, was the day I learned my mom had contracted genital warts back in college and passed them on to my dad. He had to have them frozen off. Twice. Once when they first started sleeping together, and again later when he stopped using protection so they could try for a baby, which ultimately resulted in me. I don't ask questions anymore." Story 24. After my grandfather passed, I was tasked with cleaning out his workshop. A few hours in, making some progress, I stumbled across a stack of magazines and a red folder. Oh no, the red folder. The magazines were old, with a few pages bookmarked, some vintage Playboys. Not the worst find, right? Just some innocent pictures. But then I came to the red folder at the bottom of the stack. It had his medical credentials on it, so I figured it must be important, right? So, I opened it up. Inside were a series of small Polaroid photos, laid out in order, like they were taken at the same time. At first, they were innocent, photos of my grandmother, younger, on the beach. But then, things took a sharp turn. The next photos were more personal, showing things that no one should ever have to see. It all escalated so quickly, my brain barely had time to process what was happening. I immediately threw the folder as far away from me as I could and had to go upstairs to face my grandmother. The shock of it all. I don't think I'll ever forget. Fast forward 5 years. My grandmother passed, and my dad and I were cleaning out Grandpa's office. My dad was cleaning his desk, and I heard a shift in his voice. I turned around, and he was visibly disturbed. Turns out, Grandpa had another stash of similar photos, this time hidden in his office. Then, 1 year later, my brother, who was in the military, came to collect some of the remaining furniture from the house. We set aside a room for everything he wanted taken to his place by the movers. The movers shipped it all to him in Boston while he was at work. But there was one box, unlabeled and untapped, that he didn't recognize. When he opened it, I could tell something was wrong. I got a phone call, and I swear I could hear the panic in his voice when he said, "There's hundreds." He'd found another collection. This time, it was just endless photos of our grandmother, along with a rather surprising object. My brother and his roommates, after a few drinks, decided to destroy the box. They burned it. Story 25. I have way too many, but this one is recent. My dad passed away 4 years ago, relevant, I promise. And since I'm disabled and was left without a guardian, my stepmom decided to take me with her when she moved to a different state to be closer to her family. She had plenty of reasons, better weather for my health, more support. But a big part of it was simply that she sees us as family, and family sticks together. I couldn't agree more. Even though she loved my dad deeply, and loves me too, she's still human and eventually started dating again. I supported it completely. Dad wouldn't want her to be alone forever, and with one notable exception, a flaky guy who guilt-tripped her constantly, ugh. I've actually liked most of the guys she's dated. Anyway, recently one of the guys I do like came over to hang out. We played cards, watched a movie, had a nice evening. Later, they went off to her room for some private time, while I hopped online to chat with a friend and browse Reddit. That is, until I started hearing very enthusiastic moaning coming from her room. At first, I was confused, then horrified, then amused. I threw on some music, cranked up the volume, and tried to pretend I didn't just hear my stepmom living her best life. This went on for hours, on and off, until things finally quieted down and they both fell asleep. Later, when she came out and asked what I was up to, I couldn't help myself and teased, "Just trying to mind my business, so he's talented, huh?" She turned bright red, laughed, and made me swear never to tell him I could hear anything. She admitted she hadn't realized I could hear everything, and confirmed, "Yeah, the man's got skills. Next time he comes over, I'm blasting music the moment they head down the hall." I'm genuinely happy for her. He's a sweet guy with surprising stamina for a skinny old man, but I'd really prefer not to overhear the encore. Reading everyone else's, "We never talked about it again," stories makes me realize how weirdly special my relationship with my stepmom is. It can be awkward sometimes, but I love that we're open with each other. It's definitely unconventional, but I wouldn't trade it. Story 26. My distant cousin accidentally announced her bedroom preferences to a room full of conservative family members. Chaos ensued. I have a distant cousin, third or fourth, I think, who's around my age. We rarely saw each other growing up, but she had a pretty obvious crush on me from the time we were kids. She's attractive, funny, and honestly, in another life where family dynamics weren't a factor, I probably would have gone for it. We actually talked about it once and agreed that even though we're not closely related, calling each other cousin still made things feel a little too close for comfort. That said, it didn't stop us from maintaining a very flirtatious dynamic over the years, and there were definitely a few moments where things could have gone further if we hadn't pulled back. She loved to tease me, draping her legs over my lap when we were sitting on the couch, sneaking subtle touches when no one was watching, and always with a mischievous grin. I'd sometimes playfully flirt back, which only encouraged her more. One time, things nearly got out of hand when she held my hand dangerously close to her inner thigh, only for my uncle to suddenly turn around and start talking to me. I pulled away so fast I almost hit myself in the face, which she found absolutely hilarious. Whenever our families were visiting one another, she'd find reasons to strut around in just a towel or her innards, always with just enough proximity to make me flustered. She'd lean over me, press up against me accidentally, and then laugh at my reaction. We had our share of cheeky interactions, playful swats, and the occasional back massage, but that was the extent of it. Then, during a big family gathering in high school, we were figuring out sleeping arrangements when she suddenly burst out, "I want to share a bed with him." The room went dead silent. Realizing what she'd just said, her eyes widened, and she slapped her hands over her mouth before fleeing the room. Everyone slowly turned to look at me with various expressions of surprise, curiosity, and suspicion. I could only shrug and smile sheepishly, probably red as a tomato. My grandfather cleared his throat and muttered, "Well, anyway." It became one of those family stories people still bring up every now and then, usually with a laugh. These days, she's happily married with two adorable sons, and I genuinely wish her the best in everything. Story 27. I was transitioning bases with a fellow soldier and decided to stop at my cousin's new house for the night. It was about a 12-hour drive, and when I arrived, I found out she had a new boyfriend who just so happened to be a fraternity guy. At the time, we were all around 22 to 23. We started chatting, and it turned out he and I were from rival fraternities at Penn State. Naturally, we cracked open some beers and started having a good time. My friend and I teamed up against him and my cousin for a 2v2 beer pong match. After one game, we kicked them out because they weren't playing at our high level of frat douche skill. We played a few more rounds, trading insults and just having fun, and before we knew it, we transitioned to quarters, then flip cup, and so on, until we were completely blitzed. Fast forward to the next morning. I woke up in the basement. I had gone to sleep on the second floor. Bear squatting over in a lounge, and, yeah, you can probably guess what happened. I was so drunk that my body had taken over and subconsciously decided to make its way to the bathroom. Instead, I wandered down two flights of stairs and bypassed two bathrooms entirely before my body couldn't hold it anymore. I woke up just as the inevitable was happening. I still have no idea why my subconscious thought the lounge was the best option, but there we were. Instantly sober and freaking out, I realized I was in some stranger's basement, all bare, with a huge mess on an exercise machine. I had to think fast, so I grabbed a wad of toilet paper and carefully, or as carefully as possible in that state, packaged up the mess. I cleaned everything up, and after ensuring it was spotless, I took the wrapped-up mess upstairs to the bathroom. As I flushed, the water started rising. Naturally, there was no plunger. In a panic, I quickly shut off the valve and thought, "Screw it," and went back to bed. The next morning, my friend and I left early to avoid any awkward situations. I never told my cousin about the incident, and she kept that lounge for years. But the story didn't end there. Later that day, I called my cousin to thank her and check if I had done anything else embarrassing. She told me that her 4-year-old son had flooded their first floor after trying to shove a bunch of stuff into the toilet. Apparently, it was my 12-inch turd package that caused the overflow when he tried to flush it. She also mentioned that I'd spilled beer on the stairs the night before, which I could only assume was me drunkenly stumbling and peeing on the carpet before heading down to destroy her lounge. To this day, she still doesn't know, but I've shared the story with all my friends. It's absolutely hysterical. Story 28. I was 17 when I came down with pneumonia. After dragging myself to the doctor and surviving the appointment, I headed to my car, only to find it wouldn't start. Fantastic. I called my dad to come pick me up and help get the car to a mechanic. When he arrived, he told me to grab my stuff from the car before we left. I popped the trunk to get my backpack, and he started helping by pulling out a few other things. Then it happened. He reached for a stack of VHS tapes I had completely forgotten about. The moment his hand touched them, my heart dropped. A few weeks earlier, my boyfriend had brought those tapes over. He'd left them behind, and I, wanting to hide them quickly, tossed them into the trunk and never thought about them again. Now my dad was standing there, holding all 8 tapes. I watched in slow motion as he read the first label. I saw the recognition dawn on his face. My soul left my body. Backdoor Bishes, Poop Shoot Princesses. He's reading the titles out loud. I'm standing there in the parking lot of my pediatrician's office, feeling like death warmed over from pneumonia, my car refusing to start, and now, just to top it all off, my dad is holding a stack of vintage VS corn I forgot was in the trunk. As soon as he processes what he's looking at, he just snaps. He hurls the tapes down like they personally offended him, rips the ribbons out with the fury of a man wronged by magnetic tape, and launches them into the nearest dumpster like he's performing an exorcism, and we ride home in silence. Story 29. When I was 18, I dated a girl. She lived about an hour away, so I would stay at her house overnight, but her parents wouldn't let us stay in the same room, so I slept in a guest bed in the basement. Being 18-year-olds, we would be up very late and go to bed around 2 a.m. Her dad was some kind of delivery driver and worked around 4. He came down to the basement every single morning before work and had his private time watching corn on the desktop computer while I was sleeping 10 feet away. There was only a couch between us, so the first couple of times I lifted my head to see what he was doing before I realized. You better believe I didn't keep it a secret from her. I'd quietly text from under the blanket, "Your dad's doing it again," right next to me. Story 30. It has to be the time my dad strutted out of the bathroom completely bare because the phone rang. For context, my mom was away that week, commuting daily to some training seminar in London. She'd leave before sunrise and get back late in the evening. One particular morning, train issues forced her to reroute, so she called the house to let us know. This was back when mobile phones were still a novelty, and the main household phone was a good old corded landline, aka Zero Mobility. I was already dressed for school, waiting for my dad to finish his shower, when the phone rang. I answered it, and it was Mum, stuck at some station, explaining her new plan. I'm mid-conversation when my dad suddenly appears, dripping wet and 100% bare. Asking for the phone like this was the most natural thing in the world. And I mean, what do you do in that moment? I handed him the phone like a stunned waiter presenting a bottle of wine. No eye contact, no sudden movements. We don't talk about it often, but every once in a while, someone will bring it up, and my dad will just kind of chuckle with this bashful grin, clearly wishing that one memory would just fade quietly into the abyss. No such luck, Dad. Story 31. Many years ago, during one particularly memorable Thanksgiving, my mom decided she wanted to try something new to bring the family closer together. Inspired by something she probably saw on a Hallmark commercial, she announced that before we ate, we'd go around the table and each person would share something they were thankful for. It was meant to be sweet and heartfelt, a real bonding moment. My dad, however, was not on board. From the moment she brought it up, he told her flat out that it was a bad idea and that he wasn't interested in participating. He didn't like sentimental group activities, and he especially didn't like being told to be emotional on command. But my mom, ever the optimist, brushed him off and insisted it would be good for everyone. So there we were, all gathered around the table. The whole extended family was in attendance, my siblings, aunts and uncles, cousins, and my grandmother. You could feel the mix of anticipation and awkwardness in the air as we waited to see how this would go down. My mom was clearly hoping for some sort of heartfelt Hallmark moment. Meanwhile, my dad looked like he was planning a tactical strike. And then, my dad volunteers to go first. I swear, you could see my mom's soul leave her body for a second. She froze, torn between hope that he might actually be going along with it and dread over what might come out of his mouth. You could see her mentally weighing her options. Should she cut him off or let him go? Too late. With a perfectly straight face and the most deadpan delivery, my dad says, "I'm thankful that I'm 50 years old and I can still get my flagpole up." The room exploded. Half the table erupted into laughter, like full-on crying, wheezing, falling out of their chairs laughter. The other half sat there in stunned silence, eyes wide, unsure if they had just heard what they thought they did. My grandmother looked like she was considering whether to pretend she hadn't heard anything at all. My mom. Oh, she was livid. Embarrassed beyond belief, red in the face, absolutely furious. But my dad? He just sat there looking smug as hell, knowing he had won. He had completely derailed the wholesome Thanksgiving gratitude moment in a single sentence, just like he said he would. And just like that, the say what you're thankful for tradition died a swift, glorious death. Then we all ate dinner like nothing happened. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.